El madrileño, the man from Madrid. That's the easiest way to describe Antón Álvarez Alfaro, who performs as C. Tangana. But it's also the title of his 2021 album, an ambitious musical journey across generations, genres, and lyrical traditions that earned him a 2022 Grammy nomination for Best Latin Rock or Alternative Album. Tú me dejaste de querer cuando menos lo esperaba, cuando más te quería, se te fueron las ganas. There are hints of tango, urbano, rock, Spanish copla, and they're all seamlessly brought together by Tangana's modern approach to the rich musical heritage that shaped his worldview. C. Tangana joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
Very good. You started out as a rapper, making Spanish trap, and this album definitely has some of that foundation, but you mainly turned toward roots music. Different elements of Spanish folklore, including flamenco. What inspired that change?
So I was 28 years old or 29, something like that. And I started feeling like the urban music wasn't enough for me, that my ambitions were bigger in that moment. So I just started to do the music that I've been listening my whole life. And El Madrileño es el resultado.
Hmm. So let's listen to Ingobernable, which means ungovernable, and it features flamenco legends Gypsy Kings. Hey! Vamos! Pucho! What was it like working with the icons of this genre?
It's been great. I'm a huge fan of Gypsy Kings. I still play them in every party that I have. But they also a little bit criticized by the purist of flamenco here in Spain, you know that? So for me, it's like a statement, do a collaboration with them because I'm not a purist. And this is an album which talks about not being a purist. It was kind of, okay, what do you want for this song? And my dream was to have them.
I mean, it sounds like you got a lot of your wishes. I mean, because you brought in a ton of different influences and collaborators, even from Latin America. I mean, yeah. You worked with Cuban guitarist Eladis Ochoa of Buena Vista Social Club, Puerto Rican musician Jose Feliciano of Feliz Navidad, right? And so many others. I mean, why did you want to pull all of these pan-Latin sounds into an album called Madrileño, grounded in Madrid?
Well, because I was doing like a little trip through all these different influences that I've been listening to my whole life. So when I was in the studio, I was trying to reach my best. And you know, if you want to do a masterpiece, you have to learn from the masters, you know. So he conseguido poner a todos los que a mí me gustan. Si un día Dios me arrebata todo lo
que hasta ahora me ha regalado. Let's listen to a bit of, you know, one of my favorite tracks on the album, Muriendo de Envidia. So this song turns into a salsa track, but it's not always that way. I mean, can you tell us a little about what we hear in this one track?
Well, it's a lot happening there. We start with a classic rumba song called Lola. It's a song that Pescailla used to sing to Lola Flores, who is one of the biggest names in Spanish music. So we start there, but we add the special kind of color of the Eliades guitar, which is a mix between a classic guitar and a tres cubano. It's a mix that he only have that instrument. He made it, and it's the instrument that he played. El Madrileño. And then the song continúa con un son cubano with a mambo. The origin of the salsa is in Cuba. So it's kind of a mix of the traditional way of playing son and the modern way or the funniest way, 70s way, the New York weekend salsa.
You're literally drawing a line from very traditional folk music, we can call it, to modern Latin American music.
Yeah, I tried. Yes, I tried to do that.
So, in the past, you've discussed the colonial mindset that you think Spaniards still have toward Latin America and its music. What do you mean by that?
I think it's something about an older generation. They used to think that Spain was culturally the main one, and the other countries were trying to reach the level of Spain. Mm. And that is something that my generation, we don't feel good about it, and we don't feel it's real, because we grew up listening to Latin music and having all those superstars, like, no sé, sentíamos que eran mucho más grandes que los españoles. Hmm. And the people here were kind of looking only at themselves and estaban equivocados.
They were wrong.
Sí, they were wrong, because creían que estrellas from here, from Spain, were bigger, and they weren't. And we were listening to that music, and also with the reggaeton, you know, the explosion of the reggaeton, it was super clear that the culture with our language estaba dominada por el Caribe fundamentalmente, ¿no? Pero por, en general por América Latina. So I think with this album, a lot of people, old people here from Spain, les ha dado un paso hacia esa música y hacia ese reconocimiento.
Hmm. Obviously, you're a white Spaniard coming at this. I wonder if you were at all worried about appropriation and if you thought about that while making this album.
Yes, I think there is something, it's como un topic de nuestra generación. It's something that everyone's having in their minds. But I really feel that el Mediterráneo, you know, España, Marruecos, Turquía, Grecia, Italia, it's not the same here that is in the United States, you know. For us, being mixed is the natural thing. It's like we don't understand culture, we don't understand progress, and we don't understand society without mixing. So my approach is only trying to reflect that. Lo mismo que con los maestros. If you want to reach a level, you have to go to that level, no? And work with the people in that level. So it's the same for the culture. If you want to understand bachata, you have to go to Dominican Republic and dance in a little bodega there.
So let's close with the top streamed Tiny Desk of 2021. And it's you, surrounded by family, friends, and collaborators, and you premiered a song called Me Maten, May They Kill Me. I have to say, I absolutely love this song.
Thank you so much.
You know, we're just coming off a year where so many people have spent so much time alone and away from the people who they love. What does this song mean to you?
It's a topic, talking about your people. The first time that we played live in the pandemia was in the Tiny Desk concert. Was the first time that we were together, you know. We had to make a lot of tests, being with no one for months, and then we stay together just for one day. And that's a real party. Like, we were drinking and eating, and we were there, like, having real fun for the first time in a long period. Que la gloria es el dinero, pero nos equivocamos. We were feeling it. Like, that's a, I don't know, it's a very special piece for me. I think it's something really meaningful for Spanish people, because it represents a way of living music. And I'm super proud and also super grateful for being able to do that.
We all felt it. That's Anton Álvarez Alfaro, better known as C. Tangana. His album is El Madrileño. Muchísimas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Un abrazo y un beso para todos.